Good morning, everyone. Okay, before my lecture, so I want to thanks for the professor Miao giving me a chance to stand here. Okay, the computer of this program gave me a topic, you can say, this long word, is government policy and enable environmental supporting and managing agriculture feed production and marketing for sustainable agriculture development in China. So here you can see, okay, so I can see this known word of the topic, but we can see some of the keyword. That's mean we can learn what's the, okay, this first keyword, I think, is government policy. So that's we want to keep the sustainable agriculture. The government policy, that's very important, I think, first. The second, I think, environment. So that's the environment is very important for the agriculture. So maybe everyone know. The third, I think, the keyword is the feed production. That is a key point today. Market. So market is very important. You know, we in China, the production of the agriculture is higher, but sometimes fishermen don't get the money. What's the reason? So the market is sometimes I think the market maybe determine the agricultural production. The last keyword is China. Okay, so I will talk about the three aspects in order to answer this question: how to keep the sustainable agriculture. So I think the first, maybe I will talk about some of the problem and the challenge. Yesterday, professor talk about more this challenge. Okay, maybe you can get. Yesterday, you learn, you get to know some of the problem in China. Okay, so the first I will keep, give focus on some of the keyword. Okay, the second I want to talk about some of the change of the fisheries in China. So, what do we is the government the what do our Chinese government think? Okay, the last we want to what do we do? Okay. Okay, the first I focus on some key problem in China. Okay, this I don't want to talk about the, as you know, China has a long history of the agriculture, but we only have maybe about more than 30 years old of the feed industry. Here I show you this four stage of the aquafeed industry in China. From here, you can see from 1958 to the now. So here you can see in 1980s, this start stage of the China. In this stage, we can produce a commercial feed in the 1980s. So here you can see now, the FCR from 1980s from the 4 to the 0.8 or 0.9 to the 1.8. So that means now maybe the production of the feed maybe is higher, and then we'll pay attention to more the quality and the safety of the feed. Okay, here show you, yes, I don't talk about more, this who and what with where feed in China. So we have two contributions. One maybe is a family plan. You know, maybe before last year, one family, generally a young family, maybe one children. But I remember from last year, the China government changed this policy. The young family maybe have two children. So this is different. Okay, or rather, there is no doubt that is agriculture is very most efficient technology in the world. Okay, so here I show you this data. We can, from this data, we can see this production of the agriculture and the feed production. So for example, in 2015, the production of the agriculture in China is about 49 million tons. Okay, if we can think, if the FCR equal 1, generally we need the feed production maybe is 49 million tons. But actually, in 2015, the feed production is only 19 million tons. That means we need more feed to meet the agriculture. So that means I will talk about this first change. I think this popularity rate of the feeder is only maybe about 45% or 50% of the channel. So that means, that's to say, in China, every day, every year, maybe we will direct use some feeding 4 or 5 million tons of the trash fish. Okay, and then we will use some of the million tons of the feed stubble, and that's some of the, that means we are shortage of the protein feed stubble. So that's how can we do here, sure. But the new government said we should ban the direct use to use of the large value fish. That means in China, we will ban the trash fish. How can we do? Okay. The second, I want to talk about the fishing beer. The 2 days, I think we talk more about the fishing beer. Okay. We talk about more the alternative protein resources. So as you know, here I show you is this fish meal press. Here, this paper. Okay, this one. One in China, 1 year, different months, the price of the fish meal is different. For example, in this month, maybe the price of the fish meal may be about, I think, here show the Chinese money may be, I think maybe 8,000 yuan, maybe about. But maybe in the summer, the price of the fish meal is increasing, become maybe 12 and 13 thousand yuan. That means different on the months, the price is of fish meal is different. If we calculate the cost of the feed, if we put into the 20% or 10% of the fish meal, if you calculate cost of the feed, that means if we use more fish meal, that means that we improve the cost of the feed. Okay, next, I think yesterday we talked about the many cultural fish species. So actually, so it is difficult for us to determine the requirement of the nutrient in the different stage. For example, how can we gain the accurate nutrition requirement? We think about, as you know, different stage of the fish, the nutrient requirement is different for the larvae, for the fingerling, for the adult fish. So that means it's difficult for us to keep gain the fish species of the nutrient. Okay, so for example, in China, we have a 35 years plan. Here, data show you, that means in the next five years, that's in the 2020, in China, the agriculture production keep the 66 million ton. What means? Because in last year, the total production of the fisheries is 66. Okay, this is 66 million tons of the fishery production. That means agricultural production in China is kept stable. So how can we do? That's what we should think about. So that means maybe the freshwater fish, maybe the production maybe is kept stable or they decreasing. But we need to develop the special economical species. We need to develop the high value added and low consumption, low emission species. Okay, the next is a problem. As a challenge is antibiotic. That is easily so. Antibiotics will be forbidden. So how can we do? This we should think about. Okay, and then also pay attention to the fish safety. Yesterday we talked about this. If the feed is not safety, not maybe the fish is not safety. So heavy metal and chemical, that's something we should pay attention to. So what can we do? So I think here I show you, maybe we need the next I will talk about. Maybe we need some of the, this is a green, and feeder, and such as the charge hopes. Okay, the last change, I think, is the scale of the feeder corporation. In my opinion, I think in China, the scale of the feeder corporation, feeder or company, will become more and more this enough. For here, data show you this in 2005, we have 15,000 feeder companies, but in 2015, in China we have the 8,000 feeder company. Some people think we predict maybe in 2020 we have 6,000 feeder company. That means the company number is decreasing. Okay, so just like show you some of the problem in China, okay? But here I will show you some of the question in agriculture. So why do we show you this? You know, agriculture may be determined, maybe bring up some of the problem of the fish feed. For example, we want the fish grow fast. So what feed can we use? We want to gain the feed is a low feed and a low agriculture cost. Actually, we want to keep the safety of the feed, and we want to reduce the fish disease. What can we do? And the last, I think the very, very important, the price of the fish. This is very important. In China, we production of the agriculture is higher, but for example, some of the corn crop and the price is cheaper. How can we do? So this we think about this, okay? So just I show you some problem, I show you some challenge, and then, so in order to solve this problem, what can we do? What the Chinese government do? Here I show you some of the change of the fisheries policy in China. Okay, this show you this 35-year plan in fisheries. You can say this aim, we want to gain the innovation, coordination, green development, open and sharing. This is a total aim. Okay, but here I want to tell you some of the key point. The first, we 2020, we will keep the 66 million tons of the fishery production. Just like I have told, that means the production is not keep stable, is not increasing. Okay, the second, that means we should increase the quality and the safety of the food. Discharge, water waste. Okay, the last, I focus on the, that means we focus on quality, environment, and technology. So that means I think this government want to develop the green agriculture, want to pay attention to more food security and safety. Okay, so what can we do? Here show you. Maybe Chinese government said we should adjust the construction of the agriculture. We want to improve the income of the fishermen. The first, you can say, we need to develop the transformation and upgrading of the agriculture. What can we do? We need the three aspects. The first, the tidal flat agriculture. As you know, in China, we have a long coastline. That means we have more, maybe this is brackish water and the seawater. This is a tidal flat agriculture. The second I show you, maybe we will develop this. That's some of the special fake economical species. And here I show you, government think we should replace with the trash fish gradually. That means maybe in the future, the trash fish will be forbidden in China. How can we do? That means maybe we should develop the more fish feed. And then we should develop some system. For example, recycle system. And the next, maybe I will show you some of the new patterns. For example, say ecological health aquaculture. For example, the patterns of the rice fish, rice shrimps, and other aquaponics and comprehensive demonstration. Okay, there I show you another is a very important law of the environmental protection. Here I show you from the January 28, if the breeding, the scale of the pigs, cattle, sheep, more than, you can say the more than 50 cows, 500 pigs, and 5,000 chicken, ducking, and another poultry farms, environmental protection tax will be paid. It remains us, maybe we will pay for the environmental tax for the agriculture. For I think this is a lot of long time, lot of long way for us in China. Maybe agriculture will certainly pay the agricultural waste as a developed country in the future. I know maybe in a European country, in USA, if you discharge the wastewater, maybe you should pay for this wastewater. Maybe in China, we should do this. Okay, so, you know, some policy change, the change of the policy government. I think we should change of the feed regulation or rules. So maybe we will revise the regulation of the feed and feed additive. Maybe we should do some change, I think, for the fish feed. Okay, the next I want to show some of the change of the agricultural patterns. I think the agricultural patterns is very, very important. It determines what feed do we use. If you choose a different pattern of the agriculture, maybe we should use a different feed. Okay, here I show you some of the patterns of agriculture from the eco pond, integrated pond, and rice field, and indoor system. So generally, most of the pond is an eco pond in China. But in recent years, we have some of the aquaculture system, such as integrated pond and the rice field. Dr. Yan talk about this is a rice field. Yeah, I will show you. This is different, the rice field. You know, in China, we have a long time for this rice field, but now we change. So here I show you this. I think this is a new pattern, rice fish culture. The fishermen used to use this rice fish culture, but only culture the carps. But now we change this. Here you can see we can culture the shrimps, culture the turtle, culture the larch, culture the crab. So that is different. But here I show you, maybe in this year, the China emphasized on rice fish culture in the first policy document of this year. What means? You know, this is the first time for the Chinese government to say that we should develop the rice fish culture. You know, this is the first policy document. It's very, very important, this document in China. So that's remind us, in Chinese government want to develop this system. Okay, because in this system, we can, one hand, we can get the rice, or other hand, we can get fish and the shrimps. So that's, I think this is very important. But in this system, can we use the feed? We should think. The next show you this, Dr. Yuan talk about this rice-way agriculture. In China, especially in Jiangsu province, we build more this rice-way agriculture impound system. Because in Jiangsu province, we have some big pond. Some pond is, is 400 mu. Some pond is 1,000 mu. That means in this system, we only use 1 or 5% of the pond area to culture the fish. The other places we use purified water system. So we have some problem. What fishes species can we capture? What fish do we use? We should think about this. The next, I think, this is the new patterns. The photovoltaic aquaculture system. One hand, we capture the fish in the pond. Another, we can build this is a photovoltaic energy. Because the fishermen, if you build this, the Chinese government gave you some subsidy. That means the government maybe give you some waste. So that means in this system, maybe, so what species can we capture? Because, and what feed do we use? So we should do more research about this. But now it's just the beginning. I talk about this some of the change of the aquaculture. So the next, I focus on the aquafeed industry. The first, the change of the fish meal. We talk more about this fish meal. So actually, in China, used about 20% of fish meal in the world. Maybe this is high. I know. Here, just maybe you know this. The total fish meal of the import, in China, we maybe about to import the fish meal 1 year, maybe about 1.2 million ton 1 year. The total need of the fish meal in China maybe the 2 million ton. But I want to show you, generally in China, in China, the freshwater production is higher, but we only use 5% of the fish meal. Here I show you. So that means the morning, the professor Sela said, in China, maybe the Chinese aquaculture production increase could be achieved with reduce the fish meal. So, because the fish meal price is higher, so in China, we use more soybean. So here you can say, in 2015, we import the 81.69 million tons of soybean. So that is higher. So here you can say the value of the soybean import, maybe 13 billion yuan was more than Boeing aircraft. So we should pay attention to this. The next I show you. So actually, in China, we do more research about the protein resources. So I show you this. You know, in recent years, there are some of the critical of the use of the fish meal or in China. But these two papers is 2013 or 2015, they only use the 3 or 4 provinces of data in China. I think it is a lot reasonable because last year, this new paper, the Han, the author of Han, reviewed in aquaculture. If you read this paper, you can know. In China, we do more research. We build the database of the different the digestible ability of the nutrient. So in China, that means I think fish meal, especially for the freshwater fish, we use them a liter fish meal. And then we can use some animal protein, such as, for example, blood, meat, bone, and we can use some of the circleworm, horse flatter, and earthworm. And we use some of the plant original. So seed meal, such as soybean, and corn, and counterseed meal, rapeseed meal, and so on. And we use some of the plant concentrate. So the last, I want to talk of some of the changes of the developing the direction of the feed enterprises. The first, I think, scale development, just I talk about. More and more social capital get into the feed industry in China. So that's bring more bankrupt feed company. So that means I think the number of the feed company is decreased. The third, I think, is the strategy of the brand. famous brand means maybe high quality and high price to some degree. The third, I think, is industrialization. In China, the feed company don't only produce feed. They pay attention to, for example, pay attention to industrial chain, such as the feed company, some big company, they will pay attention to the brood store, pay attention to the fly, and they pay attention to the product process and the market. That means if you the fisherman use the company, use the feed in the company maybe provide some of the other this channel. Okay, I think the fourth, I think, is a large enterprise internationalization. That means the piece of the feed company from China to the world will develop more and more rapidly. Okay, I think this is very important, the internet platform. So as you know, smartphone changed our life. In China, this is very, very popular. We buy something from internet. But I think the electricity business of the feed and the feed material will be developed rapidly in China. Okay, last I think is low antibiotic feed. There is no doubt that in China, the antibiotic will be forbidden. So in China government said we should develop the low antibiotic feed. But as last I think is floating feed is a population. Okay, in a word, how can we keep the sustainable of the feed industry? I think the first we should do more research about the fish nutrition. The second, I think, pay attention to the feed process. We should control the feed. So generally, I think we need this feed.